Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我好久没有到这个贵教会来分享信息。
And it's been a long time since I was here last.
所以不是很了解大家最近的情形怎么样。
So I really don't really know what's going on these days.
在我所参与的一个教会最近这两年受到经济不景气，很多人受到经济不景气的影响。
So in the church that I've been attending in the last 2 years because of economy and whatnot.
几个礼拜前我听说有100个家庭失去工作。
And I heard last week I heard that about 100 families who've lost their jobs.
我自己所在的团契中间也有好几个人失去工作。
And in the fellowship that I've been attending, several people lost their jobs as well.
那我不知道这样子的经济状况对于我们中间有多大的影响。
So I don't know if what kind of impact this kind of financial situation has for us.
不过我想从世人的眼光看起来这是一个荒年的时间。
So to the people who of this world, it seems like a lean year.
基督徒不能免于荒年。
And the Christians will not avoid the lean years.
但是基督徒在荒年中间有天上的福气。
But during the lean years, Christians will have blessings from above.
所以我不晓得对你自己来说现在是不是你人生中间的荒年。
So I don't know if for you personally if it's a lean year.
但是我们可以从荒年的时候来思想圣经中间的有福人生。
But we can, in these lean years, consider, what the Bible tells us about, a blessed life.
好吧，我们一起把诗篇第一篇，用中文、英文，我们同时读一遍。
Let's turn to Psalms chapter 1 and read it together in both Chinese and English.
预备来，预备来。不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不做亵慢人的座位，唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人变为有福。他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时候结果子，叶子也是枯干，凡他所做的尽都顺利。恶人并不是这样，乃像糠皮被风吹散。因此当审判的时候，恶人必站立不住，罪人在义人的会中也是如此。因为耶和华知道义人的道路，恶人的道路却必灭亡。我们一起祷告。
Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.
天父，我们把我们自己仰望在你的手中。
Heavenly Father, we give ourselves into your hands.
求你开我们的眼睛。
We ask that you open our eyes.
看见你在天上属灵的福气。
So that we can see the blessed blessings from heaven.
能够进到我们的心中，进到我们的人生里面。
That it can enter into our life, into us personally.
好让我们在世上为你做荣耀的见证。
So that we can provide a great testimony, glorious testimony for you.
在世人面前把更多的人引到你的家中。
And to draw more people into your house.
我们把下面的时间连同我们自己交在主的手中。
We give this time and ourselves into your hands.
祷告奉耶稣基督圣名。
We pray this in the Lord, name of our Jesus.
Amen.
Yeah.
2005年的时候，我们有一年住在南卡罗来纳州。
2005, there's 1 year that I lived in North Carolina,
South Carolina. 我在那边读了一年的圣经跟神学。
I was there for a seminary and took a year off to attend a seminary.
从来没有去过南卡这个州。
I've never been to South Carolina.
所以我们在网上找了这个一个住的地方，一个公寓。
So on the web we looked out, sought out an apartment.
我们也拜托当地华人教会的传道人帮我们去看一下这个公寓的情形好不好。
And we'll also ask help from the local church to see if they can find out more about this place.
那位传道人是在非洲做过12年的宣教士，他就告诉我们说非常好。
So the minister he spent 12 years in Africa, and when he went to see it, he said it was very good.
我们去了以后，看看房子虽然旧一点，不过也还是不错的。
So when we went and although the house was a little bit old, but it was still good.
去了不久以后，有一天晚上，我们就看到天空上有直升机在飞。
Not long after that we moved there, we saw helicopters flying in the sky.
然后用探照灯照在我们的这个院子里面照来照去。
And it was using a searchlight to spot to shine in our backyard.
我们就想说到底怎么回事。
So we thought, what's going on?
所以过了几天我们就仔细研究到底发生什么事情。
So days later, we were thinking about exactly what happened.
原来发现我们公寓的对面是南卡的州立监狱。
So we found out that across the street from us is the South Carolina's penitentiary, state penitentiary. So we were a little unsettled.
一定是有逃犯逃出来了，在我们这附近跑来跑去。
So we thought to ourselves, it must be prisoners escaping and running around in our backyard.
在这样的地方住一年安不安全？
So we thought, would it be safe to stay here for a year?
要不要搬家？
Do we need to move?
搬家又要花很多的钱。
If we move, we would need to spend some money.
开始念书的时候，忙得不得了，哪有时间搬家？
And once we start studying, we're so busy that we don't really have time to move.
我们跟主说，我们来这边学的是圣经，学的要服侍你。
So we said to the Lord that we came here to study the Bible and to serve you.
为什么让我们住到监狱的对面呢？
So how did we end up here across the street from the prison?
后来我就跟我太太，我就安慰我太太。So
I comforted my wife.
因为他比较紧张。
Because she was quite nervous.
我跟她说，你看对面虽然是监狱。
And I said to her, although you see it's a state penitentiary across the street.
但是你看我们这个公寓附近住了很多警察。
But around here there are a lot of police officers.
所以你眼睛看哪里，你的心情就不一样。
So it totally depends on where you're looking.
你看到这个世界上的种种的不好的地方。
If your eyes are look upon all the worst things that could happen in the world,
你心里就不平安。
Then you would not feel comfortable.
但你看到在你里面的比在世界上的更大的时候。
But when you look within yourself and see that what's within is greater than what's in the world.
环境没有改变,
and although the circumstance has not changed,
你的心里就改变了,
but your heart has.
诗篇第一篇是整个诗篇的引言。
Psalms chapter 1 is the beginning of the Psalms.
告诉我们什么样是一个敬畏神的有福的人生。
And it tells us what is a blessed life that fears the Lord is like.
甚至也告诉我们怎么样来过这样一个有福的人生。
And it also tells us how to live this such a life.
在诗篇第一篇的开始就告诉我们说，这样一个有福的人生是要划下分界线的人生。And
this kind of life in the beginning tells us that we need to draw our lines.
你不能一直看这个世界，让这个世界引导你往前走。And
you cannot look upon this world and just follow in the guidance of this world.
你要划下分界线。You
must draw, you be separate from this world.
开始他说，不从恶人的计谋，不站罪人的道路，不坐亵慢人的座位。
And it says, blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of the mockers.
恶人, 罪人跟亵慢人, 不能说是完全不同的三种人。
Wicked sinners and mockers, they are not really three very different types of people.
但是可能是一种, 远离神的人的三个层次不同的表现。
But perhaps it's the three stages of someone who is far away from God.
这样子的人不能领受属天的福气。
This kind of person cannot receive the heavenly blessing.
什么叫做不从恶人的计谋呢？
So what does it mean to not to walk in the counsel of the wicked?
圣经里面讲到的恶人不一定是指他做很多坏事的人。
The wicked spoken of in the Bible does not necessarily mean they've done a lot of bad things.
那是罪人，是指他行动上做很多犯很多罪恶的事情。
For the sinners is the one who acts sinfully and sinfully in their actions.
圣经里面讲到的恶人是目中无神的人。
The wicked that is spoken of in the Bible is someone who does not have God, does not acknowledge God.
他眼中看不见神。
In their eyes, they do not see God.
第一条分界线就是不要从一个眼中看不见神的人的计谋中间行走。
And the first line that we must draw is not to walk in the way of someone who does not see God or acknowledge God.
基督徒跟没有信主的人最主要的差别是什么？
What is the biggest difference between a Christian and someone who does not believe in the Lord?
有人说基督徒有福，不信主的人没有福。
Some people say that Christians are blessed while others are not.
那是指我们在外面所领受的。
Perhaps it's something that's referred to what we receive externally.
但我想里面最重要的差别是基督徒要在每一件事情上看到神。
But what's more important is that in a Christian's life we must see God in everything.
不信主的人看不到神。
An unbeliever does not see God.
这个就造成很大的不同。
And this causes a lot of differences.
如果碰到好事，你看不到神，你会怎么样？
What happens if you're faced with something good but do not see God in it?
没有看到神的人碰到好事，归功给谁？
Those who do not believe in God when they have good fortune, who do they give this to? Attribute this to?
当然归功给自己。
Of course, they attribute this to themselves.
人就会骄傲。
So man will become proud.
基督徒看到神碰到好事的时候呢？
What happens to a Christian when he is blessed?
他看到神，他就归荣耀给神。
To a Christian, he will give glory to God.
他有感谢的对象。
He has a target of thanksgiving.
他知道这个好处的源头是从神来的。
He recognizes that the source of this great goodness is from God.
他不会骄傲。
He will not be proud.
人生不都是好事，常常我们也会碰到坏事。
Life is not always full of good things. Sometimes we're met with unfortunate things.
不信主的人碰到坏事，他会怎么样？
What happens to a non-believer when he's met with unfortunate?
他会责怪别人。忧郁。
Perhaps he will be depressed, or perhaps he will attribute to others around him.
基督徒碰到坏事呢？
What about a Christian?
我们可以向神求救。
We can ask God for salvation.
我们相信坏事没有神大。
We believe that the unfortunate things are not greater than God.
甚至坏事也有神管理。
And even that God overcome. God has authority over all things.
我们是神的儿女，神知道我们的极限是什么。
We are His children. He's fully aware of our limits.
所以他把坏事划下边界。
So he draws a boundary around us.
不让我们胜不过。
So that we will, in such case, we will not be able to overcome.
所以不从恶人的计谋，就是不要在一个无神论者的角度来看这个世界。
To not walk in the counsel of the wicked is not to look upon this world from the perspective of an unbeliever.
每一件事情上要看到神。
In all things we should see God.
不要在头脑里面做有神者、有神论者，在行动上面、生活上面变成无神论者。
Let us not be a Christian in our mind, but be an atheist in our actions.
第二个界限叫做不占罪人的道路。
And the second line we must draw is stand in the way of the sinners.
不要站在罪人的道路，意思是指说不要在作恶犯罪的人的路上走来走去。
To not stand in the way of the sinner is not to walk on this way of doing bad, of sinning.
我请教大家一下，基督徒会不会犯罪？
Let me ask you, do Christians sin?
有没有人认为基督徒不会犯罪？
Does anyone believe that Christians do not sin?
大家都同意基督徒会犯罪吗？
I think everyone agrees that Christians sin.
基督徒跟不信主的人在罪的事情上有没有不一样呢？
Is there any difference between a Christian and a non-believer in regards to sinning?
不信主的人会不会犯罪？
Well, the unbeliever sin.
那当然也会犯罪。
Of course.
好，那我问题要反过来问。
Let me ask the question in the other a different way.
基督徒可不可能不犯罪？
Is it possible for a Christian not to sin?
可不可能？
Is it possible?
有人摇头。
Some people say no.
不信主的人可不可能不犯罪？
Is it possible for an unbeliever not to sin?
我想更多人就有确据说不信主的人没有可能不犯罪。
Perhaps there are more doubts in regards to whether an unbeliever is able not to sin.
但基督徒跟不信主的人在这一点上其实是有差别的。
But for a Christian and an unbeliever, they're different in this aspect as well.
我们为什么会犯罪呢？
Why do we sin?
因为我们里面有老我，有肉体。
Because in us there is the old self, there's flesh.
有一个被扭曲的自由意志。
And there's a twisted self in us.
我们神给我们原来造的那个完全的那个健康的灵性已经 扭曲了。
And the original world that God created in us has been twisted.
我们外面有这个世界上面种种的引诱。
And externally, there are all kinds of temptations from this world.
在灵界里面，魔鬼撒旦恶者有各样的作为，就是要试探我们。
And spiritually, Satan is doing everything to tempt us.
这样的里面的老我，外面的世界跟灵界的恶者，这是不管基督徒非基督徒都有的。
So the old to ourself internally, externally, the world, and also spiritually, Satan is this affects whether both unbelievers and believers.
但基督徒跟非基督徒有什么差别呢
？What's the difference between a believer and an unbeliever?
难道你我里面只有肉体老我吗？
Do we only have the flesh in ourselves within us?
我们还有什么
？What else do we have?
我们有新生命。
We have the new life.
我们有圣灵。
And we have the Holy Spirit.
所以，如果我们倾向圣灵的话，我们可以胜过老我。
So if we seek after the Holy Spirit, then we can overcome ourselves.
我们外面除了这个邪恶的世界以外
，externally aside from this wicked world,
神把他的话。真理赐给我们。
He has also given to us His word and His will.
他也把他的家，把他的教会赐给我们。
He has His truth, His family, and His house and His church.
所以，如果我们偏向这个世界的话，我们会犯罪。
If we seek after this world, we will sin.
如果我们愿意接受神的真理。的光照在我们的心，接受神的教会，弟兄姐妹一起来追求圣洁的生活。
If we seek after his word and his truth to shine light upon our life, and also we seek after the brothers and sisters and his family and his house,
我们可以靠着圣灵的工作不犯罪。
By the work of the Holy Spirit, it is possible for us not to sin.
所以我希望我们要有一个。清楚的观念。
So I hope we have a clear understanding.
基督徒会犯罪。
That's Christians will sin.
基督徒可能不犯罪。
But it is possible for a Christian not to sin.
不信主的人不可能不犯罪。
An unbeliever, it is not possible for them not to sin.
但怎么样子变成可能不犯罪呢
？Then how do we get to the point where we no longer sin?
只有一个条件就是亲近神。
There's only one way, and that is to draw close to the Lord.
这就是不占罪人道路的意思。
And that is what it means to not stand in the way of sinners.
有的时候我们还没有犯罪，但是我们喜欢在试探引诱的地方走来走去。
Sometimes although we have not sinned, but we like to walk around the sinful situation or to be tempted around, you know, walk around that area.
我们心里留恋一些东西。
Our heart gives some place to some things. Our heart longs after certain things.
我们知道不该犯罪。
We know that we should not sin.
但是罪里面有一些东西吸引我们。
But there are certain things in sin that attracts us.
我们就在罪人的道路上走来走去，走来走去。
So we walk on the way of sinners, and we continue to walk and walk.
这样就可能犯罪了。
And eventually we'll end up sinning.
所以第一条的分界线是不要从没有神的眼光来看每件事情。
So the first line we must draw is that not to look upon things through the eyes of an atheist.
第二条分界线就是不要在这个世界或者罪人各样试探的道路上面走来走去。
And the second is not to walk around on the way of sinners back and forth.
第三条分界线是不要做亵慢人的座位。
And the last line we must draw is not to sit in the seat of mockers.
亵慢人就是用口舌说亵渎话的人。
Mockers are those who speak evil of other things through the tongues and.
我想，人说出什么样的话，可能是反映他的内心是什么样的情形。
I think whatever people say reflects what is in their heart.
神要我们管住我们的舌头。
God wants us to take control of our tongue.
神要我们在言语上面造就人，而不是犯罪。伤害人或者亵渎神。
And God wants us to be constructive towards others and not to edify others instead of tearing them down and sinning and hurting others.
有的时候，我们虽然从一个有神的角度来看每一件事情。
Perhaps sometimes although we may see things from a perspective where there's God.
有的时候，我们虽然不在那个罪恶试探的环境中间。
Although sometimes we're no longer in the circumstance of sinners of sinning.
但是我们的言语还是把我们内心中间一些不洁净的表现出来。
But our words often exposes the uncleanness and other things in our heart.
圣经上固然说，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督。
And the Bible says that it is I no longer I live, but Christ lives in me.
但是我们常常发现还是老我，不是基督。
But sometimes we find it is still ourselves and not Christ.
我记得有一次，我跟我很要好的朋友相聚在一起。
I remember once I met up with a very good friend of mine.
我们两对夫妻相聚在一起，大家就打开话匣子，无所不谈。
And we both of our couple, two couples, we met up and then we basically opened up and spoke about everything.
他们也是传道人，我们也是传道人。
They also, you know, they also are preachers, and we're.
所以我们讲了很多各样的事情，这个开心的不得了。
So. We spoke a lot of different things and were very happy.
然后讲话就有点过界了。
And then we started to speak a little, say a little too much and
over the limit. 我那个好朋友，她的太太是一个非常有智慧的姐妹。
My friend's wife is a very wise woman.
她就说，哎，跟你这样讲话，就让我想起了我还没有信主的时候。
And so he said that speaking to you caused me to remember when I was still an unbeliever.
把我吓死了。
And so I was scared.
我里面还有很多的不洁净的东西在我的言语中间表现出来。
There are a lot of uncleanness in my heart that's been exposed through my words.
所以求主帮助我们在生活中间晓得要画下这些分界线。
So I hope that the Lord can show us how to draw these lines.
但是凭我们自己的力量能够画得下来，画得清楚，或者守得住这些分界线吗？
But is it possible for us to clearly draw and to hold on to these lines by ourselves?
圣经上告诉我们说，唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人变为有福。
And so, but the Bible tells us, but he delights in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night, and he is blessed.
有福的人不是靠立志行善得到福气的。
A blessed person is not because of the good works he does.
是因为神的律法成为我们的喜爱。
But because he delights in the word of God.
我们在感情上喜欢神的话。
Whatever we like, whatever we love.
我们在思想上面，在理智上面昼夜思想。
Whatever we love emotionally, whatever we think about, meditate upon day and night.
当我们在感情上、理智上面有这样一个正面的态度的时候，我们的行为就倾向于画下这几条分界线。
So when emotionally and both rationally, when we seek after this, then we are able to draw this line.
圣经里面教导我们要爱神跟爱人。
The Bible teaches to love others as just as we love God.
请问爱神比较容易还是爱人比较容易？
Is it easier to love God or to love man?
哪一个比较容易？
Which one is easier?
爱神比较容易。
It's easier to love God.
因为神比较可爱嘛。
Because God is more lovable.
因为人比较不可爱。
And man, not so much.
我们越了解自己，越了解别人，越发现人有很多不可爱的地方。
The more we come to know ourselves and come to know others, we find that they're not so lovable.
但圣经里面爱神是什么意思呢？
But what does it mean to love God? What does it mean in the Bible when it says that?
爱神有点抽象。
爱神。
Abstract.
To love God is a little abstract.
你不晓得怎么样行动才是爱神。
You don't know what kind of action you're doing that is to love God.
你可能有很多外面的行动，但你心里并不爱神。
Perhaps you have a lot of different actions externally, but you really don't love God in your heart.
但是爱神的人一定爱神的话。
But a person who loves God must love His word.
喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想。
And to delight in the law of the Lord and to meditate day and night.
这是爱神的表现。
This is an expression of the love of God.
所以求主帮助我们，因为爱神，我们就愿意放下这个世界。
So may the Lord help us that because we love God, we're willing to lay down this world.
圣经里面描述说，他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时候结果子，叶子也不枯干。
The Bible describes him as being a tree planted by the streams of water, which yields fruit in season.
他把 这样一个有福的人生用一个一个图画树的图画来表现出来。
And he shows us this, this blessed life through a picture.
这个图画其实是很像是这个生命树的图画。
This picture is almost like the tree of life, the picture of the tree of life.
在启示录里面讲到生命树是栽在生命水旁边。
And in Revelation it speaks that the tree of life is planted by the stream of life.
而且生命树是每个月结果子，按时候结果子。
And it bears fruit every month.
而且叶子能够医治万民。
And the leaves are able to heal the nations.
这边描述他的人生像一棵树，是栽在溪水旁，按时候结果子，叶子也不枯干。
And here it describes a tree just like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season and leaves does not wither.
是表示出这个有福的人生，除了消极的要设下分界线以外，要有一些积极的关系的建立。
And aside from needing to set down some boundaries, but this life also needs to have certain relationships.
第一个关系是栽在溪水旁。
The first relationship is it must be planted by streams of life.
代表他跟神有关系。
So that represents that there is a relationship with God.
他的根扎得很稳，最后的根是通到了溪水。
And the root is firm and it goes all the way into the streams.
所以他的生命一直能够表现出来，因为他有一个生命的来源。
So that life can be continuously be expressed because there is a source for this life.
我们靠自己的力量去抵挡试探是抵挡不了的。
It is impossible for us to overcome temptation by our own.Strength or will.
但是如果我们跟神一直有联系，
But if we continue to have a connection to God,
我们就能够生命就能够成长而且丰盛。
Then our life will grow and we can be more prosperous and abundant.
有一个传道人服事非常的辛苦。
So there's a minister who was was serving the people and it was very hard for him.
他觉得快要燃烧完了，真的。
He feels that he was almost running out.
他就找到他一个属灵的长辈。
So he sought after a spiritual elder, a brother, older.
他说我听过一个笑话。
So through a joke.
Yeah. 我听过一个笑话。
So I heard of a joke.
有人把一个毛巾沾满了水。
So a person took a towel and soaked it in water.
然后叫两个大力士把毛巾扭得很干。
So told two very strong individuals to squeeze get all the water out of the towel.
问在座的观众有谁可以再挤出任何的水来吗？
So after that, he asked the audience who was sitting down, "Can anyone else squeeze one more drop of water from this towel?"
有一个瘦瘦小小的男士上来就真的一只手就把这个毛巾又挤出很多水来。
So a very skinny guy comes up and using one hand was able to get more water out of the towel.
大力士就很奇怪说你是什么人？
So the strong man was very amazed and says, "What kind of person are you?"
那个人说我是教会的司库。
And he says, "I'm a treasure from church."
我可以把任何东西挤出水来。
I can squeeze more water from anything.
这个传道人对他的属灵长辈说：“我觉得我就是被挤干的人。”
And this person said to the brother that I feel like I'm the one who's been squeezed dry.
我没有东西可以再付出了。
There's nothing more that I can give.
环境中间每一个人都有需要，都要我来帮助。
And the environment causes everyone to seek for help. Come to me to ask for help.
我已经枯干了。
I'm dry.
他的属灵长辈就对他说：“你其实要换一个图画来想你的灵性。”
His spiritual brother said that maybe you should look at a picture, use a picture to describe your life.
你把你自己想成一个毛巾或者一个海绵，就拼命挤不出来了。
If you think of yourself as a sponge and you continue to squeeze, there's nothing else left.
但是如果你把你想成是一口井
，But if you thought of yourself as a well.
人家要打水打出来。
And if people were to draw water from you,
打不出水来的时候，你该怎么办？
What happens when they cannot draw any more water?
你应该挖得更深一点。
You should dig deeper.
因为水的来源不是你自己创造的。
Because the water is not produced by you.
树的根如果扎不深，它没有办法得到供应。
If the tree's root is not deep, it is not able to get sustenance.
你要服侍神，不是靠你。
To serve the Lord is not by your own power.
如果你的根不深，如果你接触不到水源，你付不出东西来。
If your well is not deep enough, if your root is not deep enough, then you will not be able to produce.
他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁。
For he will be like a tree planted by streams of water.
代表他跟神有一个很深的关系，而且是一个供应神的恩典。
And this represents a very strong relationship with the Lord, and shows that he takes sustenance from God. The second characteristic of this tree is that it yields its fruit in season. If the tree planted by the streams of water represents his relationship to God.
按时候结果子就代表他跟人的关系。
Yielding fruit in season represents his relationship with others.
因为果子是食物。
For fruit is food.
可以供应人所有的需要。
Can provide sustenance to all the needs of our physical needs.
让人身体得到满足。
So that physically we can be satisfied.
而且这个果子应该也是味道滋味很好的甜的。
And this fruit will probably be sweet.
人跟这个人的关系往往就是一个彼此帮助、彼此相爱的关系。
Our relationship with each other is often one helping another, us helping each other.
一个里面是甜。 甜美的人生，他所结的果子是甜美的。
A sweet life will bear sweet fruit.
一个里面是苦的人生，可能他结的果子是苦的。
A bitter life will bear bitter fruit.
所以按时候结果子，代表在不同的时间里面，神要我们结不同的果子，跟人有不同的关系。
So bearing fruit in season shows that at different times we need to bear different fruits, and in our also in our relationship with others.
神在创造世界的时候是创造了许多结果子的树。
When God created this world, He created a lot of trees that bear different kinds of fruit.
每一个果子里面有种子。
And every fruit has seed.
种子里面有生命。
And in the seed there is life.
有人说你可以数一棵树上有多少个果子。
Someone once said that if you count how many fruit that's on a tree.
但是你没有办法数出一个种子里面会再长出多少果子。
You can't count how many fruits are on a tree, but you cannot count how many trees will come out of the seeds.
我们跟人的关系是应该用一个果子彼此相爱、彼此帮助的关系。
Our relationship with others is through using these fruits to love one another.
但是当人犯罪了以后,
but after a person has sinned,
地上就生出荆棘蒺藜。
And on the earth there were thorns.
我自己的猜想是犯罪以前没有荆棘蒺藜。
My understanding was that before this man sinned, there was no thorn.
犯罪以后来，原来应该结果的地方就开始长刺。
And after man sinned, originally there were supposed to be fruit, but now there are thorns.
我们的生命都需要有一些外在的活出来的表现。
Our life all needs to have this outward expression.
有的时候我们应该结果子。
Sometimes we need to bear fruit.
你不结果子,
if you don't bear fruit,
你就长刺,
then you will grow thorns.
我不知道你觉得你的人生是结了许多果子呢，还是长了很多刺。
I don't know if you feel that your life has bore a lot of fruits or has grown a lot of thorns.
很多时候有一些人的人生所结的果子不是里面长出来的。
Sometimes the fruit in our life does not grow from within.
是从外面挂上去的。
It's hung.
在美国会看到很多的圣诞树。
In America, you see a lot of Christmas trees.
上面挂了很多美丽的装饰。
And there's a lot of it's been decorated with a lot of ornaments.
那些装饰，你如果把它种到地里面去，长不出东西的。
If you place those ornaments on the ground, it will not grow anything.
因为里面没有生命。
Because there is no life in it.
神要我们跟人之间的关系是不单是彼此相爱、彼此滋润，也带出生命。
God wants our relationship with man to be a loving, love one another, either each other, and also to have life grow out of it.
第三种的表现是叶子也不枯干。
The third characteristic is that leaf does not wither.
跟神的关系是栽在溪水旁，跟人的关系是按时候结果子，跟自己的关系。
So in relationship to God is to be planted by streams of water, And to yield its fruit is to a relationship with others. And when the leaf does not wither, it's in relationship to ourselves.
诗篇第一篇没有讲这个叶子有什么作用, 大概就是表现出生命很丰盛的样子。
Psalm did not explain what this leaf means, but perhaps it just shows that the life is very bountiful.
叶子当然也可以执行什么光合作用,产生呼吸等等的作用。
And leaf perhaps could receive sunlight and photosynthesis and provide more life and so forth.
在启示录里面讲到的生命树的叶子可以医治万民。
But in the Revelation it speaks that the leaves can heal the nations.
我想我们每一个人的人生当然是越长年纪越大。
Every one of us as we grow we grow older basically.
我们的身体健康状况会往后退。
Physically and health wise we get worse.
我们 又怕体重增加太多，又怕体重一下子减少很多。
We're afraid to gain a lot of weight very quickly or to lose a lot of weight.
圣经里面说我们外体虽然毁坏,
although our body deteriorates,
但是我们内心可以一天新似一天。
But our hearts renew day by day, day after day.
这是一个叶子也不枯干的现象。
This is the expression of the leaves does not wither.
你有没有碰过一些基督徒, 你看他的外面也许他的身体有许多的软弱。
Have you met Christians, although physically they're not well?
但是他的里面有很强的生命。
But within there is such a strong life.
很亲近神的生命, 有很多的爱。
There is so much love and there's such a life that loves God.
这是这一棵树描述的三层的关系。
So this tree explains three different characteristics.
有福的人生因为他跟神有关系, 从神得到水, 得到生命的泉源。
A blessed life because he has a relationship to God and therefore he received life from the streams of water.
他在他的人生中间结出许多的果子, 让人喜悦, 带出生命。
And in his life he bears a lot, large amount of fruits and helps others and brings joy to others.
他自己的生命也不枯干,
and his own life does not wither and dry out, but is full of life.
圣经上说, 凡他所做的尽都顺利。
And the Bible says, whatever he does prospers.
我就想到说, 诶, 当我们中间, 每一个信主的人是不是都很顺利?
So I thought to myself, are all the believers amongst us prosperous?
我也回想我自己的人生, 虽然我愿意, 遵行主的旨意, 愿意学习, 但是好像也不是太顺利。
So I thought about my life, although I really wanted to follow God and His Word, but I don't feel that I've been very prosperous.
所以我就在想说, 难道诗篇写错了吗?
So I thought, is it possible that the psalm is wrong?
因为我们每一个人都盼望我们的人生顺利, 我不知道我们在座有没有人不喜欢顺利的。
I think every one of us wants our life to be prosperous. I don't think anyone wants otherwise.
所以我就在想在圣经里面的保罗顺不顺利。
So I thought about Paul, his example in the Bible. Was he very successful or prosperous in his work?
保罗可以到处传道建立教会教导信徒。
He can go all over the place to build churches, to preach the good word and to meet up with believers.
但是被人诬告下在监狱里面。
But he's been accused and he's been sent to prison.
前两天我跟我太太读圣经读到保罗在该撒利亚菲利比被下到监狱里面两年。
So we were reading the Bible the other day, me and my wife, and we read up to the point where Paul was sent to prison for 2 years.
这两年也没有写什么书,好像人生是白费的。
And in these 2 years, he didn't really write any epistles, and it seems as if his life was wasted.
但后来他又被迁到罗马的监狱三年。
But later on, he was sent to a prison in Rome for 3 years.
这5年的时间,他可以到多少地方带多少的聚会,建立多少教会。
In these 5 years, how many churches he could have built, how many places he could have gone, and how... Yeah.
他在监狱里面。 真是很不顺利。
He was not very successful in church, in prison.
我就突然想到说, 诶, 其实这是看谁的眼光来看顺利。
But perhaps it is depending on your perspective.
如果从世人眼光看起来, 保罗是很不顺利的。
From this eyes, from the view of this world, it doesn't seem he's very successful.
从世人的眼光看起来, 耶稣是最不顺利的。
And from the view of this world, Jesus was the most unsuccessful.
但是 保罗受的许多苦，受的许多不顺利。
But Paul suffered through a lot of sufferings and
让他能够写下监狱的书信。
So that he can write the epistles from prison.
让他能够把他对于基督的认识，对于教会的认识写下来。
So that he can write his understanding of church of Christ.
当然不只是他的认识，是神的启示。
But of course, not just his own understanding, but also the revelation of God.
但是也借着神所塑造，在人看起来不顺利环境中间，神所塑造的器皿保罗。
But Paul is also a vessel that God has has used even in his unfortunate state.
这在神的眼光看起来是顺利的。
In the eyes of God, this is being prosperous.
这是耶稣的祷告说，照你的意思，不是照我的意思。
And just as Jesus prayed, that is by your will, not by mine.
凡他所做的尽都顺利，如果是从神的眼光看起来，从神的福气看起来是顺利的。
Whatever he does prospers. In the eyes of God, what he did was prosperous.
所以保罗不单写了监狱书信。
Not only did Paul write the epistles from prison.
给外面许多基督徒很多属灵的帮助。
He's also helped a lot of Christians.
所有跟犯人要靠在一起的那个罗马的兵。
All the Roman soldiers that had to be shackled together with the prisoners.
他都跟他们传福音。
He shared the gospel with them.
他跑不掉，那个兵也跑不掉。
He cannot run away, nor can the soldier.
这个兵没有什么东西可以跟他讲，他有很多东西可以跟那些士兵讲。
Although the soldier has nothing to say to him, but he has a lot to say to them.
我相信他在那里面，他扎下很深的根。
I truly believe that he's laid down very deep roots.
他从神领受了许多的启示跟信息。
And from God, he received a lot of revelations and messages.
他在监狱里面结了许多的果子。
And in prison, he bore a lot of fruit.
他的生命，他的叶子也不枯干。
His life and his leaves do not wither.
他外面虽然毁坏，里面一天新似一天。
Although outwardly he deteriorates, but within he is renewed day after day.
第四节就讲到另外一个图画。
Verse 4 gives us a different picture.
恶人好像糠秕被风吹散。
Not so the wicked, they are like chaff that the wind blows away.
这个世界上面许多的经济好像泡沫一样，好像糠秕一样。
The finance of this world is like bubbles and it's like chaff.
外面美丽，但是没有根，经不起考验。
There is outwardly beauty, but it does not withstand time.
这样的人不单被风吹散，而且有一天要面对神的审判。
Not only is it blown away by the wind, but one day they will suffer judgment.
连今生今世他都没有办法长存。
If he cannot even stand in this life.
但是他怎么面对神永恒的审判呢?
How then will he able to withstand the judgment of God?
他眼中看不到神。
If his eyes do not see God.
好像他在球场上努力的在那边比赛。
As if he's competing on the field.
却没有看到裁判，却忘记了比赛有比赛的规则。
But forgot the referee and forgot the rules of the game.
努力的比赛到了一生最后
to struggle in this game all the way till the end
归于虚空
it will be empty, everything will be in vain
他说罪人在义人的会中也是如此
nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous
不单他的所做的存不住他自己归于虚空
his whatever he does will not withstand and he is also filled with emptiness
你一辈子辛苦所建立的事业或者家庭完全摧毁存不下来
and all of your career and your family that you've worked so hard to build up you will not be able to keep it
罪人在义人的会中就代表他在永恒中间无家可归
so nor the sinners and assembly of righteous basically speaks that they have no home to go to
人生最大的悲哀就是辛苦所建立的事业完全垮台。
The greatest sorrow is that all of the things you work so hard for in your life that you build up collapses.
你辛苦想要寻找的家最后让你无家可归。
The family and the home you sought after, in the end, you don't even have one to return to.
诗篇第一篇第六节就把这两种人生做了一个对比。
So Psalm chapter 1 verse 6 gives us a comparison of these two lives.
因为耶和华知道义人的道路，恶人的道路却必灭亡。
For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish.
耶和华知道义人的道路，知道是看见的意思，知道也是照顾的意思。
The Lord watches, He cares for, He knows, He looks after.
如果我们行走在神的路上，我们所付出的代价，他知道，他看见，他也照顾。
If we walk on His way, the price we paid, He knows, He looks after, and He cares for.
我想，我们中间有一些弟兄姐妹知道，我原来在纽约工作十七年的时间。
I think some brothers may know that I've worked in New York for 17 years.
到了1999年，我就放下我建筑的工作，到加州去参加一个传道的机构做文字跟传道的工作。
So in 1999, I left my job to go to California to help in this ministry.
我们刚到洛杉矶不久，就碰我太太的一个初中同学就打电话找我们聚一聚。
Not long after we arrived in Los Angeles, a high school friend of my wife called us to meet up.
开始到一个新的地方，转变整个的身份，当然有很多的适应不良的地方。To
go to a new environment to completely change your life is a lot to get used to.
原来我的工作虽然不是位置很高，但是多半是我叫别人做事，很少别人叫我做事。And
although I wasn't in a very high position in my job, but I often tell others to do things, and people don't tell me to do things.
我到的这个福音机构呢，就大家都来叫我做事。So
when I arrived at this ministry, everyone told me to do things.
而且呢，那是一个文字机构，所以有很多搬书搬杂志的机会。
And it is a publication type of ministry, so there are a lot of books and magazines to move around.
当然整个生活的薪水啊什么都很不一样。
And a lot of different things are very different from life, from salary and so forth.
所以开始做的就在想，哎，我在这边做什么？
So in the beginning, I thought to myself, what am I doing here?
我太太的初中同学。
My wife's high school friend.
他在加州大学洛杉矶分校做医学院的教授。
So the person was a professor at UCLA medical school.
我们去他家，然后他就住在很豪华的地方。
We went to their home and they were living in a very nice neighborhood, very beautiful house.
他就指说，往这边看，这是谁的家？那是哪个有名的人的家？那是哪个明星的家？
And then so they would tell us that this is where this famous person lives, and that's where the other someone else famous lives.
我们什么都没有，什么都不是。
And there's nothing. We didn't have anything, nor are we anybody.
心里就有点感慨。
So there was a little sadness in our.
到了晚上，我们去参加一个聚会。
So in the evening, we went to a gathering.
一个老弟兄在那边分享信息。So
an old brother was sharing.
老弟兄分享信息中间提到，中国过去有一位传道人叫做赵君颖。So
he was sharing about this this minister back in China.
他在年轻的时候就奉献来传道。And
when he was young, he went to he basically devoted his time to.
他牧养的教会是没有薪水的。So
the church that he ministered after did not pay him a salary.
所以他的生活非常的拮据，非常穷苦。So
his life was very poor.
有一次，有另外一个地方教会邀请他去带聚会。So
a different church from somewhere else invited him to share a message.
但是没有先给他路费。
But did not provide him any money to travel.
他没有钱买船票或者车票。So
he did not have any money to buy a ticket on the boat or a car.
连食物都没有。And
he didn't have any money for food either.
所以他就跟他太太约好说，我们来禁食祷告吧。So
he said to his wife, "Let us fast and pray."
禁食祷告了几天，还是没有路费。And
after several days they fasted, they still do not have any traveling money.
他就想到说，他们还有一个东西可以去卖。So
he thought of there's one more thing they could sell.
他太太也跟他讲说，我们还有一个东西可以卖。And
so his wife said to him, "Yes, we have one more thing we can sell."
就是他的结婚戒指。So
it is a wedding band.
所以当天晚上他们就到处找可以卖的地方，但是太晚了，已经关门了。
So they went after to look for a place that night. They looked for a place to sell their wedding band, but it was late and all the stores closed.
那第二天早上，他就把那个结婚戒指当掉卖掉，然后拿了钱。
So the next day he pawned the ring and got money.
一半是他的路费，一半留在家里做生活费。
So half of it was his traveling cost, and the other half was a living expense for his wife.
所以在去的路上，他就写了一首诗歌，叫做《主啊，我心爱你》。
So he wrote on his way, he wrote a hymn that says, "Lord, my heart loves you."
他的歌词是说：“我眼流泪，我心破碎，主啊，我心爱你。”
The word says that my eyes are teary and my heart is broken, but Lord, my heart loves you.
或遭敌对，或遇误会，主啊，我心爱你。
Although there are a lot of obstacles and although there's misunderstandings, but Lord, my heart loves you.
主啊，我心爱你，现在爱你，永远爱你。
So Lord, my heart loves you. Now I love you. Forever I love you.
任凭海枯石烂，主啊，我心爱你。
No matter
Everything changes,
but Lord, I love you.
是，那就唱了这个诗歌，然后大家就很感动。
So after he sang this, they sang this hymn, everyone was touched.
我想我们中间可能也有人会唱这个诗歌。
I think maybe there are some people amongst us who knows how to sing this hymn.
但是我回去以后，当时我们就觉得感谢主，借着赵君颖的见证激励我们。
So we were very touched by his sharing.
但是我回去就想说这个诗歌调子很熟耶。
So when I went back and I thought that this hymn was very, the song was very familiar.
哦，原来这个调子是另外一首诗歌的调子，叫做《天父必看顾你》。
The melody is the same melody as the other hymn that says the Lord looks after you, God will take care of you.
在我们的诗本448首叫做《神必定顾念你》。
It's 448 in our hymn book.
当他向神说：“主啊，我爱你。我虽然很在许多的困难中间，我爱你。”
And he says, "Lord, I love you. Even though in all the hardship I have, I love you."
但是我就想到，天父必看顾你。
So I thought of that God will surely look after you.
请问，神对我们的恩典多，还是我们对神的爱比较多？
Let me ask you, does he give us more blessings, or do we love him more?
你越爱神，你越发现他的恩典更多。
The more you find out, the more you'll realize that his blessings, he gives us even more blessings.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
知道耶和华知道义人的道路。
For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous.
他知道他看见他照顾。
He knows, he watches over, and he cares for.
天父必看顾你。
The Lord will watch over you.
你怎么知道呢？
How do you know?
当你爱他更多的时候。
When you love him more.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow our head for a word of prayer.
天父，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
为着这样一篇短短美好的诗篇。
For this such a short and beautiful song.
好像是几千年前所写下来的诗歌。
As if it's a hymn that's written thousands of years ago.
但是今天仍然可以活在我们的生命中间。
But today it can continue to live in our life.
让我们就像那一棵树栽在溪水旁，跟你有关系。
So that we can be like that tree and to be planted by the streams of water and to have a relationship with you.
能够结出丰盛的果子来，荣耀见证彰显你的名。
And to bear fruit in abundance and to glorify and testify your name.
让我们外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天新似一天，好像这个叶子是不枯干的。
Although outwardly we wither away, but our heart is renewed day after day.
让我们知道是你看顾我们。
For we know that it is you who looked after us.
所以我们应该更加的爱你。
So that we should love you even more.
我们将恭敬祷告，奉耶稣基督圣名。
We pray this in the name of Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.